The mystery that we celebrate today, the ascension of our Lord into heaven, fixes our thoughts on heaven and our desire to go there. And the Catechism of the Council of Trent says it is very important for the priest to speak on this mystery of the ascension. It says, as the mystery of the incarnation is the beginning of all the other mysteries in the life of our Lord, so the mystery of the ascension is their endpoint, their goal, the completion of those mysteries. And it gives several reasons why our Lord ascended into heaven. We read that our Lord, we just read in the Gospel, that our Lord ascended into heaven where he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And as the Catechism explains, obviously God does not have a body, he doesn't have a right hand. So we're speaking and applying human terms for our own understanding. When we speak of the right hand, we mean a position of power and honor. As in, we speak, we have the saying, the right-hand man, or we put what is honorable on the right. And so it means that our Lord ascended into heaven, he sits in a position of power. He ascended into heaven to take possession of the kingdom that he merited by his passion and death. But he also ascended into heaven, as the Catechism says, because if he didn't, we would have been, just as the apostles were, we would have been focused on the things of this earth. If we had him with us so that we could see him, we have him with us in the tabernacle. We know by faith that he is truly present. But as long as our Lord was there with the apostles, where they could see him and speak to him, their minds were on this earth. Their minds were on an earthly kingdom. We just read it in the epistle for the Mass today, how just before our Lord ascended into heaven, they wanted to know when he was going to establish his kingdom. And so our Lord had to go to heaven, and then the minds of the apostles were fixed on getting to heaven. And so the Catechism says the same for us. And so he stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament. We receive him in Holy Communion. And we have a greater reward there. As our Lord said to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen and believe. We have this reward of faith, knowing our Lord is in heaven waiting for us, knowing he is here in the tabernacle so that he can nonetheless remain with us on this earth. It also says in Scripture that our Lord ascended into heaven where he continually makes intercession for us. He told the apostles he goes to prepare a place for them. And so we think of this mystery of the ascension of our Lord. It gives us a great consolation in knowing that our Lord is there in heaven waiting for us, obtaining for us, by the merits of his passion and death, the graces that we need to get to heaven. And what a sad thing it is if we don't think of heaven, if we don't keep our mind fixed on trying to get there. Even during the time of the apostles, they wrote that the world was entirely forgetful of God, absorbed in the pleasures of the things of this earth, enveloped in darkness and ignorance, turning away from God and not even caring about it. And if the apostles could say that of their time, how very truly we can say it of our time. Think of all those in the world today. Very few are at Mass on this feast, on this holy day. Those in the world, for it's a day like any other to them. They're all engrossed in the things of the world. They're not thinking about their soul. And yet, every single one of us alive today, 100 years from now, will be somewhere for eternity. Each of us, even the children here in church, 100 years from now, we will have been judged. We will be somewhere. And where we are, that is where we will be for eternity. And if we are in purgatory, no, we will be there till we enter heaven. But we will, our eternal destiny will be decided, heaven or hell. And at that time, all the things that we troubled ourselves about now and this that we worry about now won't matter. What will matter is whether we did our duties faithfully in this life, whether we said our prayers, whether we lived in the state of grace, and in that way saved our soul. What will matter 100 years from now, if we have hopefully saved our soul, what will matter will be all the times we received our Lord in Holy Communion, if we made the effort to receive him sometimes during the week, the unimaginably great increase in the glory of our soul in heaven from each communion that we receive. What will matter will be the times that we said our rosary, all the prayers we said. So think of this today. Think of heaven. And as we go through life, don't get absorbed with the things of this world. Focus on doing what God wants you to do in leading a good and holy life and in remembering that our Lord is in heaven now. He's waiting for each of us. And if we use the graces he gives us, we will someday be there with him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.